Naturophysics is a concept astrophysicist Leroy Larry developed that explains in down-to-earth scenarios how the principles of physics could have come about from observing nature. Each episode begins with a scenario, followed by an example to illustrate the application of these principles in futuristic research at the frontiers of science, such as Leroy's astrophysics doctoral research, and then concludes with an exploration of how these same principles could have very well been used by ancient cultures and civilizations. Mathematics is naturally encountered and incorporated as the exciting and fun tool of science that it is. Science is the window into our amazing world of nature, and mathematics is the tool to open that window. Natural physics encompasses current, futuristic, and ancient physics, and ties them together by the principles of physics that are common threads running throughout each.
Greetings, everyone. I'm Leroy Larry, and welcome to the Natural Physics Experience, live from Costa Rica. Joining me today is August Wogemuth from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. All right, August, great to see you. Okay, all right. So now, August, you're aware that we have a lunar eclipse coming up, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I might actually not be able to watch it though.
Yeah, it's kind of here in Costa Rica, it occurs almost 1 a.m. in the morning. So,
but it's also really
we're gonna
snowy
have to
over
sit,
here.
We're going to have to sit our alarm clock, I think. Right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, there's a lunar eclipse coming up. And August, do you know why? What occurs when there's a lunar eclipse?
A shadow.
Now, where does the shadow come from?
The moon.
What's that?
The moon.
That's right. Excellent. In a solar eclipse, August, you have the sun and the earth, and the moon crosses in between the earth and the sun and blocks out the sun, okay? And in the lunar eclipse, it's the other way around, where you have the sun, you have the earth, but the moon, instead of passing between the earth and the sun, it passes on the other side of the earth. So the earth is between the sun and the moon, okay?
That's cool.
Okay, August. This is a diagram of the gravitational force between the Earth and the Sun. And just as gravity keeps us on the Earth, and we talked about how much work and power it takes for rockets to escape the gravitational field of the Earth, right?
Yeah.
And the same gravitational force that when the space shuttle orbits the Earth, or the satellites that are orbiting the Earth, the gravitational force of the Earth is what keeps them orbiting the Earth. They don't fly away into outer space. Okay? So here's a diagram of the gravitational force between the sun and the Earth, and the reason why the Earth orbits the sun. Okay. All right?
Okay.
And, I'm sorry, what'd you say, August?
Okay.
Okay, all right. And I have another diagram to show you. This is the diagram of the gravity between the Earth and the Moon. And once again, August, the Earth's gravity is what keeps the Moon orbiting around the Earth. The moon doesn't escape and go flying off into outer space. Okay? So we have the lunar eclipse coming up. And what that means, August, I'm going to go back to this diagram. So in a lunar eclipse, what happens is that, you know, the moon is going around the Earth, right? So what happens is when the moon is over here, you can see my cursor, right?
Yeah.
When the moon is over here, the earth is blocking out the moon from the sun. So you have the sun, the earth, and the moon. Okay. And then in a solar eclipse, it's the other way around, where the moon is going around the earth and then it gets in between the sun and the earth. So in a solar eclipse, the moon is between the sun and the earth. Exactly. And in a lunar eclipse, where is the moon, August?
Right here.
The moon is going around right here, right? Right there, that's right. Lunar eclipse, solar eclipse. The moon is here for the solar eclipse. The moon is here for the lunar eclipse. Excellent, August. Excellent. Okay. So again, August, gravity is what's going on that keeps the moon orbiting the earth and the earth orbiting the sun. Okay. Now, August, I have a little experiment, a demonstration that I would like you to do because we are talking about the gravity. We're talking about the gravity that the Earth exerts on the moon to keep it going around the Earth, right? So, what I want you to do is you're going to be the Earth, and that ball is the moon, and then you're going to twirl the ball around in a circle
Okay, I'll actually have to go
and
like into the living room to do this, so let
Okay.
me
Let's
move
do that.
over.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, August. Take your time. You know what, August?
Are you able to see Juliet?
Hey, Juliet. Yes, I can. I
Okay,
can see
that's
her.
probably where I'm going to be standing.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Hey, Juliet. Okay. So what I want you to do, August, I want you to start twirling that ball in a circle. Now, I want you to all of a sudden let the rope go. Just let it go. Okay. Now, August, let's do it again. Okay. Okay. So, twirl it again. Okay. You're the earth.
Stop touching
All right. Okay. Start twirling. You're the earth. That ball is the moon. Thank you, Juliet. And the force, you have to pull, right? You have to keep pulling on that rope to keep the ball going in a circle, right? Right?
Yeah.
So that's just like the Earth has to keep pulling on the moon with gravity to keep the moon going in a circle around the Earth, okay?
Okay.
And one more time, let go of the rope. Okay, so come back to the computer. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Juliet. Thank you. Okay. Excellent. Okay,
Fun.
August. What'd you say?
That was fun.
Yeah. So, August, the gravitational force that the Earth exerts on the moon to keep it going around the Earth, that's just like the string that you had to keep pulling on to keep the ball going in a circle. Exactly. And, August, if for some reason the gravitational force of the Earth was no longer able to hold on to the moon for some reason, what do you think would happen to the moon?
And start floating away, and we
Into
wouldn't have
outer
any
space.
ocean waves.
That's right. What did you say? Repeat that.
We won't have any ocean waves.
That's right, because you're right. The moon does affect the tides, the ocean waves. So there'd be no ocean waves, there'd be no moon. Whoa, that would not be cool at all, would it? You see how important gravity is in nature, August?
Yeah.
It keeps all the planets in the solar system orbiting the sun, just like it keeps the moon orbiting the Earth. And we have our beautiful moon and we have our beautiful ocean tides, right?
Yeah. Didn't it keep us from the moon? The moon, the ball. It's by the stereo. I
Now,
was twirling it around so much the first time, and it went flying into the corner.
that's right. August. So even though we can't see the force of gravity holding the moon to the earth, we know it's there, just like that string was there between you and the ball. That's right, huh? And actually, August, we talk about the mysteries of nature, right? The unknown mysteries right here on Earth. Scientists are still trying to understand what gravity is, August. They really aren't 100% convinced what gravity is. It's a force in nature, but is it waves? Is it made out of little particles? What do you think? What do you think gravity's made out of, August?
Dense air.
What is it?
Dense air.
Dense air. Interesting. Interesting, August. Now, sound requires air to move, right? Sound waves, you got to have air. You know how they say in outer space, there's no sound? That's because there's no air for sound waves to move in. But
And there's also no gravity.
what's that?
And there's also no gravity. So I
That's
think gravity is in the air.
okay. Gravity is in the air. Interesting thought, August. Very interesting thought. Now, we're definitely going to talk about this further, August, because there actually is gravity in outer space. It's just very, 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 very small. Okay. When the astronauts on Apollo 11 went from the Earth to the moon, when they left the Earth, as they traveled through outer space, they were what's called weightless. They were floating, but there was still some gravity, okay? And then when they got to the moon, there was more gravity because the moon has its own gravity as well, just like Earth does. But do you remember that we used to talk about the gravity on the Earth, and the gravity on the moon? And do you remember which one is less? The
The
gravity
moon.
on the moon, that's right. And if you remember right, the gravity on the moon was about one-sixth that of on Earth. So in outer space, August, you do have gravity between the planets, between the Earth and the moon. And as you said, it's almost like gravity is moving through outer space in waves, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So again, August, we don't know what gravity is. I wanted to show you this video real quick. It's a cool video of, and I'm just going to show you a little bit of it. This is from one of my shows where I was talking about lunar and solar eclipses. So I'll just play this, August. I'll play it. Okay. Okay, here we go. It's a cool video. Okay, here we go. Now, remember from last episode that this shows how eclipses and lunar eclipses happen. Okay, so the two important points that come into play when predicting a lunar or a solar eclipse is what's called the lunar nodes. And these are the points that the moon crosses the elliptical plane. Now, the elliptical plane, that's the plane that the Earth and all the other planets except Pluto orbit the sun. Okay? So that elliptical ring
that you see the moon going around, notice that it seems to be at an angle, right? I mean, you figure the elliptical plane is the same, the point on the horizon where the sun comes up and comes down. If you draw a line between those two points, you got your elliptical plane. So the moon actually orbits the Earth at a 5-degree angle. So it crosses this elliptical plane 2 times, okay? So it turns out that these two lunar nodes, the point on the elliptical plane at a time that...
Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Okay, so, okay, you see the difference between a solar and a lunar eclipse, August?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, okay. Now, do you have any questions about lunar eclipses and how gravity plays a part in it, right? Because gravity of the Earth keeps the moon going around it. And there you have why the lunar eclipse happens and the solar eclipse too, for that matter. So there you have gravity involved in lunar eclipses. Okay, August, you don't have any questions, huh?
Nope.
All right, next week we have spring equinox, right?
Yeah.
And what does spring equinox signal?
Spring is coming.
That's right. Okay, August, no questions, right?
Nope.
All right, well, I'll see you next week. And awesome demonstration. You could feel the gravitational, right? How the Earth has to pull on the moon to keep it going in a circle, by the way you had to pull on that string, right?
Yeah.
All right, to keep that ball going. Okay, August, I will say this then. Everyone out there, tune in next spring equinox. Same fat time, same fat channel. All right. Okay, August, see you next week. Okie dokie, Smokey.
You too.
Okay. Okie dokie. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right.